just as the Lord incarnates within the sound of his name, he also incarnates within such holy days as Janmashtami. Anyone who, with a sincere and faithful heart, comes to worship Lord Krishna on this holy day, beholds his beautiful darshan, associates with his devotees, chants the holy names with great attention, and hears his glory, is promised to receive the unlimited mercy of the Lord. What is the nature of that mercy? Some people think that to receive Krishna's blessings is to have one's worldly desires fulfilled, to have good health, to have good wealth, to gain good husband or wife, to conquer over our competitors, to live peacefully.
Certainly, that type of blessing is available. But Krishna does not appear in this world to give us that. Krishna comes to this world again and again to teach us how to be liberated, liberated from all the attachments which keep us bound to the repetition of birth and death. He comes to this world to teach us how to always keep our consciousness like a lotus flower in this world, not of this world. The nature of a lotus flower is it can be in the most muddy and dirty pond of water. But the leaf remains perfectly clean. Nothing can stick to it. In the same way, when our consciousness is fixed in the remembrance of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, even in the most difficult and the most painful crises of life, we can remain peaceful. Our heart can remain filled with love and joy. And even when there are so many temptations around us to engage in those activities which further incriminate us in the laws of karma, we remain aloof and unaffected. As Krishna says in Gita, Padam Drisva Nivartate. When we experience the higher taste of his loving service, we are no longer interested in the lower pleasures of sense enjoyment. It is explained in the Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasa Daiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunasvarupam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Pajami. That those whose eyes are decorated with the cosmetic of pure unalloyed devotion can see the beautiful form of Krishna everywhere and in everything. Some people challenge, can you show me God? But the question is, do you have the eyes to see God? Krishna is pure. He is transcendental. He is above the material elements of this creation. But he has a form and a personality. And when our eyes become spiritualized through devotional service, through the path of bhakti, then Krishna reveals himself to us everywhere and in everything. When we say that he reveals himself everywhere and in everything, this means, in the higher sense, that we perceive how everything that exists is meant for the pleasure of Krishna. And we want to utilize everything for the pleasure of Krishna. And it is in that state of consciousness that we can experience the real joy of divine love. And we never have to experience the sufferings of material existence. On this holy day of Janmashtami, approximately 5,000 years ago, Krishna appeared like the sun in the darkness of this world. Krishna Surya Sam Maya Hoya Andhakar Yahan Krishna Tahanahi Maya Radhikar. It is compared that Maya or illusion is like the darkness of night. And in that darkness there is great fear. But Krishna, God, is like the sun. In the presence of the sun, darkness cannot remain. Similarly, in the presence of Krishna, all ignorance, which is the cause of all bondage, is dispelled. When Krishna appeared to Devaki and Vasudev in the holy city of Mathura, he came to give hope to all humanity. He came to reveal the eternal spiritual world, which is our original and natural home. And he came to invite us back to that eternal world of pure love and devotion. And those who are fortunate, they accept his invitation to go back home, back to Godhead. In this life, we can experience the spiritual world within our own hearts. And after this body falls down, which is inevitable, then the eternal soul returns to that spiritual world forevermore. This is the essence of all religion. And it has been made so simple and so practical by simply remembering Krishna, by hearing his glories and chanting his names. We can all experience the spiritual world within our own hearts. Within that spiritual world of the heart, all the qualities of Krishna are found part and parcel within our own eternal soul. It is our very nature to be merciful, to be compassionate, to be equal posed in all situations, to be peaceful, to be self-controlled, to be filled with love, to be filled with ecstasy, That is our inherent nature. Because we are all part of Krishna. And when the part comes again in unity with the complete whole, or in other words, when our original love of God awakens again for the supreme object of love, Sri Krishna, then all of our godly qualities shine light to give hope to our families, to our society, and to the whole world. Krishna appeared in this world to teach us the method by which we can all experience this perfection and help others to also understand it. Krishna appeared in the prison cell of Kamsa in Mathura at the end of the Dwapara Yuga. But he explains that in this age of Kali, Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar, Krishna incarnates with the same power and glory whenever we sincerely chant his holy name. Because Krishna is none different than his name. So what is the most glorious way of celebrating Janmashtami? By sincerely inviting Krishna to appear again in this world through the loud, enthusiastic, and sincere chanting of his holy names. Tonight have been fasting all day. It is a tradition amongst Vaishnavas on Janmashtami to fast until midnight. The reason we fast can be explained in many ways. One is Atato Brahma Jigyasa Tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam sudyajisyam brahma sokyam dvanantam. That this human form of life is especially meant for self-realization, to awaken our original God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. And the process of doing that is by the performance of sacrifice. Human life is meant for tapasya. I am deho deha bhajam naloke kastan kaman arhati vipujam jay. That the pleasures that are derived from our senses are available for the dogs and the hogs and all the lower species of life. Human life is meant to put those things aside to achieve a higher state of consciousness. We fast as an offering of giving up something that is so dear to us so that we can give of ourselves more for Krishna. In other words, we reduce the time and energy we use to maintain this body so that we can use that same time and energy increasingly to serve, to remember, and to glorify Krishna. Also, this feeling of hunger, we should know that the soul within this body, which is the source of our life, is starving to be nourished by the love of Krishna that it is longing for. Just as petrol will nourish an automobile, food will nourish this body, but petrol will not nourish the driver of the automobile. And neither will any of the pleasures of this body give pleasure to the soul. The soul has been separated by God, from God, due to forgetfulness since time immemorial. And it is longing to be reunited with Krishna. And every time we sincerely chant Krishna's name, we are reuniting with Krishna. So we can take this advantage, opportunity, while we are fasting. Perhaps we are very hungry. We should seek our satisfaction and our nourishment, not from the food of this world, but from the name of God. And with greater intensity, we should chant the holy names. Krishna has appeared in the beautiful form of the Murti, just so we can purify our heart by seeing him with the eyes that we have now and serving him with the hands that we have now. This body is the temple of the Lord. It is meant to be used in the service of the Lord. And to learn this process is the true meaning of Janmashtami. Because Krishna appeared in this world not simply to appear, he came to attract our hearts back to him forever. So let us take advantage of the great mercy he has bestowed upon us by truly dedicating our lives in his loving service, by living very pure, by associating with genuine, dedicated sadhus, by hearing his glories regularly, by reading the scriptures such as Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, by regularly worshipping the Lord within our own homes, within the temples, not for material benedictions, but for the purification of our hearts and the purification of the lives of all of our family members. And let us regularly accept this great Yuga Dharma, which has been given to us as the prime benediction for all humanity, the chanting of the holy names.
Krishna, 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 Krish
Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki. Sri Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki. Sri Radha Gopinath Ji Ki. Nitai Go Premanandi. Krishna appeared in the most wonderful, beautiful form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just 500 years ago to teach us how to love Krishna. And this is the method that he has so mercifully bestowed upon all the world. The most charming, sweet, and pleasing process of self-realization, the chanting of the holy names of God. Pray at the lotus feet of Sri Radha Gopinath Ji. I pray at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna that he may give his supreme blessings of devotional service to all of you, and that all of your lives may find the supreme joy in his loving service. Thank you very much. At 12 o'clock, Krishna appears. So everyone, please prepare yourself for this most blessed of all moments, when the aarti of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna will take place. Until then, with great feeling and sincerity, let us prepare our consciousness by together chanting his holy names. How wonderful this Sankirtan movement is, that we see tonight people of every caste, people of various nationalities, the rich and the poor, the grandparents, the parents, the children, the grandchildren, the males and the females, people of every category and classification. We are all united together, forgetting all of these temporary distinctions and realizing what is common within all of us, that we are all part of God. And when we joyfully chant the holy names together, we are truly united in Krishna. There is so much conflict and chaos within this world and within our own minds. And this is the sublime solution that God has offered us. Our politicians, our social welfare workers, our educationalists, they are offering so many solutions to the problems, which hopefully will be helpful in tolerating the sufferings due to disunity, hatred, envy. But Krishna himself has given us the solution. Why not accept it? the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord, where we can not only understand but experience the true brotherhood of the soul with inherent within every living being. True brotherhood and sisterhood takes place when we are in the divine presence of our Supreme Mother and Father, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So this chanting of the holy names in the association of other sincere souls, it is the Yuga Dharma. It is the medicine which cures all the diseases of this world and which brings about true unity, harmony, and peace in our lives.
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Address is 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chaupati, Bombay 400007, India.
Rama Rama Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
श्री कृष्ण भगवान की श्री कृष्ण भगवान की श्री कृष्ण भगवान की श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी की श्री कृष्ण जन्माष्टमी की मिठाई गौरव प्रमाण जय जय श्री राम जय जय श्री राय जय जय श्री राय
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna.